Joining us on the line now, Rob Painter is one of the recently reinstated Greater Victoria School Board trustees after this BC Supreme Court ruling. Rob Painter, welcome to the program.
Well, thanks very much for having me, and thanks for your interest in school board politics. We're pretty low profile most of the time.
Yeah, mostly. Except, you know, this particular term of Victoria's school, Greater Victoria School Board has been interesting with this weird case where yourself and another trustee, that was Diane McNally, right? You were
correct, yep.
The board voted to suspend you. Now that's been overturned by the BC Supreme Court judge in this case, ruling that they lack the authority to do that. How do you feel today, first off?
Well, it's a little bittersweet because there was an investigation prior to the decision to suspend Diane and I, and the investigator actually was very explicit that the board could take certain actions, but could not suspend. And the board nevertheless went with the decision to move forward with the suspension, which meant that both Diane and I were off the board for 7 months, and so we couldn't do our job representing the interests of you know, our constituents. And it also probably cost a couple $100,000 that I would rather have seen spent on improving educational outcomes for our kids.
But you're feeling good that you're back?
Well, I'm feeling tired. Last night we went until just after 11, so I feel good to be back. I'm glad that I have an opportunity to bring forward the matters that are of concern to people that I represent.
And there was a meeting last night, and was this the first since that ruling?
It was. The ruling was on Friday, so this was the first meeting back.
And so you were there last night as a fully functioning member of the Greater Victoria School Board after the last 7 months. That must have been strange. What was that like yesterday?
Well, it was a bit of a panic. We had some technical issues getting my email profile back up, so I didn't receive the 276-page agenda package for the public meeting until just a couple hours before. And you know, anyone who was watching would, you know, that's why I was abstaining by the time we got about halfway through the meeting, because I just wasn't able to keep up with everything. But having said that, it did feel comfortable to be back in the mix.
The other trustees, because, I mean, obviously, there must have been some hard feelings here, or at least it was kind of an ugly thing when the other board members voted to suspend you. What was it, a weird atmosphere showing up again after this ruling just on Friday, and here's Monday, and here you are, all are together virtually? I mean, it might not be in a room together, but what was that like?
Well, the votes cracks there. No, I would say that we've had some strained relations for a while now. This didn't come out of the blue. And so... I wouldn't say that the environment was noticeably different. If anything, I think people were on their best behavior simply because they knew that eyes would be on them. And, you know, it's election season. So, you know, some people are trying to put their best foot forward and present themselves as grown-ups. So I guess that had an effect.
Yeah. Now, it is election season, as you said. This has happened just in time for there to be an election in a couple of weeks. Are you on the ballot? Are you getting back into this?
I'm gonna go for one more term if the voters will support me, yes.
Okay. Rob Painter is here, recently reinstated Greater Victoria School Board trustee. He was at the meeting last night after Friday a BC Supreme Court judge ruled that the board lacked the authority to suspend you and fellow trustee Diane McNally about 7 months ago when that happened. Now, last question for you, and I know this is sensitive, but, you know, it was over allegations of harassment and bullying. That's the reason for the suspension in the first place. This BC Supreme Court ruling is just ruling on the authority of the board to suspend you, but has anything been done to resolve that other issue, that the allegations that led to the move in the first place?
I feel like there's still some work to be done there. I was troubled that there wasn't more effort, at least to the extent that I was involved, there wasn't more effort at looking at restorative practices. I did offer an apology to one person that, honestly, I didn't find out until after the investigation had felt harmed. And once I understood how my actions had been perceived, well, I offered an apology, and I was subsequently told in no uncertain terms to have no contact with staff, and so I wasn't really able to do anything beyond that. I do think that we need to better understand the distinction between what is intentionally harmful or abusive and what WorkSafe considers to be fair work practice or fair comment about work performance. And one of the challenges is that school boards are expected to do their work in public. So when we have a meeting, it's not something scripted where we're behind scenes figuring everything else out and then come out and make a presentation to the public. We're actually going through the practice of debating and considering different issues right there in the moment in a public forum. And when we're talking about the well-being of our kids, that can become a very emotional and you know, very heavy topics for some of us. I know that looking back on it, I would probably try to address concerns that I had in a different way and look for a more constructive outcome. But I do think that we need to get a better handle on what we consider to be inappropriate and where that line is, just so that there is no question about this going forward. I would hate to think that a perception would stifle open and legitimate conversation about some pretty important topics.
Well, thank you so much for talking about all this with us. A fascinating story, interesting twist to it with this BC Supreme Court judge ruling the Greater Victoria School Board did not have the authority to suspend two elected trustees. One of them is Rob Painter, who's our guest here. Good luck in the election coming up October 15th. You're running again for school board. And again, yeah, thanks for being here and talking to us about all of this today.
And if I could throw one little pitch in there.
Yeah.
The Victoria Confederation of Parent Advisory Committees is in the process of putting together a website where all of the candidates have the ability to answer some questions and put up a bit of a profile. Their short form is VCPAC.ca. And I'd really encourage people to check there or to have a look around at some of the other sites that are up to get some information about it. We often get elected with very few votes, and it would be great if the interest in this story could be converted into interest at the ballot box.
Well, good luck, and thank you for the info. We'll see what happens October 15th. Much appreciated.
Thanks very much, and have a great day.